Audio, Guyana 4.
Welcome back, learners. Today we are talking about the future, not just next week, but 20, 30, or 40 years from now. We are talking about retirement in Guyana. Many people think, oh, the government will take care of me. But will they? Is the money enough? Today we are going to break down exactly how the system works and how you can build a safety net that actually holds you.
Let us start with the foundation, the National Insurance Scheme, or NIS. You see that deduction on your payslip every month? That is your contribution to your future. In Guyana, if you are working, you contribute 5.6% of your salary, and your employer contributes 8.4%. If you are self-employed, you pay 12.5%. This money goes into a pool to pay for your benefits later.
Now, here is the magic number you need to remember. 750. To qualify for a full NIS old age pension at age 60, you generally need to have made at least 750 weekly contributions. That is about 15 years of working and paying NIS. If you have fewer contributions than that, you might only get a grant, which is a one-time lump sum payment, instead of a monthly pension. So go to the NIS office on Brickdam or check online and count your contributions.
But NIS is not the only support. There is also the old age pension. This is completely different from NIS. This is a monthly payment provided by the Ministry of Human Services and Social Security. It is for any Guyanese citizen who is 65 years or older and has lived in Guyana for at least 2 years before applying. You do not need to have worked a single day in your life to get this. It is a safety net for our elders. And the best part? You can get both the NIS pension and the old age pension at the same time.
Now, let us do a reality check. As of recent years, the old age pension is around 33,000 Guyana dollars a month. The minimum NIS pension is roughly similar. If you add those together, you get about $66,000 a month. Now, ask yourself, can you pay your light bill, buy food, pay for transport, and buy medicine on $66,000 a month? For many people, the answer is no. This is what we call the income gap. Inflation makes everything more expensive over time, but these pensions often increase very slowly.
This is why you cannot rely on the government alone. You need a private pension plan. Many large employers in Guyana, like banks or utility companies, offer these plans. You put in a percentage of your salary, say 5%, and the company matches it. This money is invested and grows over time. The government encourages this by making your contributions tax deductible. That means you pay less income tax today while saving for tomorrow. It is free money. If your job offers a pension plan, join it immediately.
But what if you are self-employed or your job doesn't have a plan? You have to build your own. In Guyana, real estate is a popular retirement strategy. Buying a second house or a piece of land and renting it out can provide monthly income that keeps up with inflation. If the price of rice goes up, rent usually goes up too. However, be careful. A house is not liquid. If you have a medical emergency and need $1 million tomorrow, you cannot sell a bedroom. You need cash savings too.
This brings us to the Guyana Stock Exchange, or GASCI. It is located on Waterloo Street. You can buy shares in strong local companies like banks, DIH, DDL, or the local banks. When these companies make a profit, they pay you a dividend. This is a check you get once or twice a year just for owning the stock. Many retirees use these dividend checks to pay their utility bills. It is a way to make the Guyanese economy work for you instead of you working for it.
We also need to mention medical costs. As you get older, healthcare becomes your biggest expense. NIS covers some medical benefits, like spectacles and some dental care, but it does not cover everything. The public hospital offers free care, but for specialized treatments or faster service, many people prefer private hospitals. Having a dedicated medical savings fund or private health insurance that continues into retirement is crucial. Do not let one illness wipe out your life savings.
So here is the checklist for a secure retirement in Guyana. 1. Check your NIS contributions. Are you on track for the magic 750? 2. Apply for your old age pension as soon as you turn 65. 3. Join your employer's pension plan if they have one. 4. Invest in assets like property or stocks that grow with inflation. 5. Keep an emergency fund for medical issues.
Retirement should be a time of relaxation, sitting on the veranda enjoying the breeze, not worrying about the grocery bill.
Start planning today, and your future self will say thank you.
Thanks for watching, learners. See you next time.
Previous lesson, back to course. Next lesson.